You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, this is Raghu signing in along with my friend Kanesh, today's audio engineer, and we welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. Dear listeners, the time in our studio is 2 minutes past 11, and from past 1 week, the weather in the ashram has become very warm, the highs of the temperature reaching mid-30s. But as always, dear listeners, the ashram is reverberating with a lot of positive energy. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and the highlight of this segment is the discussion on various service activities done by Sai devotees around the world. Well, dear listeners, yesterday, when I was having an informal chat with my colleague Prem on the silent and selfless service done by people, he told me about Father Damien. Well, Father Damien is known for his service to the lepers. It seems once he was sent to the Hawaiian settlement in Molokai, a small island to which lepers were quarantined off to. When the bishop of the Hawaiian kingdom wanted to send a priest to the settlement, Father Damien volunteered. He was sent there by the bishop for a few months with instructions not to go too close to the diseased, that is the lepers. But soon, Father Damien found himself one with those people. He just could not hold himself back. So from being a priest, he went about helping them turn to dignified living. He built houses with them, set up a school for them, and nursed and treated those who were too sick to take care of themselves. Well, it is said, he would often pray to Jesus saying, "O Lord, you gave your life for all mankind. How can I call myself a follower of Christ if I am not willing to give myself away in service?" So, dear listeners, Father Damien's acts were not just an act of service. It was an example of willing and joyful sacrifice. For in the end, he himself contracted leprosy and even succumbed to it. He is a perfect example of a devotee who rose himself to the altar of the divine through his life of sacrifice. He elevated himself from being Father Damien to Saint Damien. He was canonized by the church in the year 2007. Well, isn't that, dear listeners, an amazing story of selfless service and sacrifice? Yes, it is. In today's segment of Service Love in Action, I'll be talking about the various service activities happening in the Indian state of Odisha. And to talk more on this, I'm happy to have with me today in our studio the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the state Odisha, Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao. But dear listeners, before we get into the conversation, permit me to play for you a small excerpt of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba on 21st November 1986. In this excerpt, Bhagwan elucidates on the topic selfless service.
Lokamandu Pekku bhikara krutyamul Lokamandu Pekku bhikara krutyamul Jarugu karanambu Arugavalayu Lokamandu Pekku bhikara krutyamul జరుగు కారణంబు నరయవలయు. స్వార్థరహితమైన స్వార్థరహిత సేవ సన్నగిల్లుట చేత స్వార్థరహిత ప్రేమ సేవ సన్నగిల్లుట చేత వివిధ వాంఛలన్నీ అధికమయ్యే. స్వార్థరహిత సేవ సన్నగిల్లుట చేత అఖిల వాంఛలన్నీ అధికమయ్యే.
ఇట్ ఈజ్ నెసెసరీ ఫర్ అస్ టు నో యాజ్ టు వై సచ్ టెరిబుల్ అండ్ అట్రాషియస్ యాక్షన్స్ హవ్ బీన్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ కమిటెడ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ బేసికలీ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ అప్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ సర్వీస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ లవ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్స్ హ్యావ్ స్టార్టెడ్ డెవలపింగ్ ఇన్ ది పీపుల్.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్,
అమూల్యమైన కాలమును అర నిమిషమైనప్పుడు వృధా చేయరాదు.
వి షుడ్ నాట్ వేస్ట్ ఈవెన్ ఎ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సెకండ్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ వాల్యుబుల్ టైం.
నమ్ముకును జీవన్ని, జీవము సత్యమని తమ యొక్క కర్తవ్యాన్ని విస్మరించటం చేత మానవత్వం యొక్క దివ్యత్వమును కోల్పోతూ ఉన్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ హెస్ బీన్ లూజింగ్ ద సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ లైఫ్ దట్ హీ ఈజ్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ టు బికాస్ హీఈస్ నాట్ థింకింగ్ ఆన్ ద ప్రాపర్ లైన్స్.
అర్థము లేనటువంటి మాటల చేత కాలమును వ్యక్తపరిచి తాము ఏదియో ఘనకార్యములు ఆచరించినట్టుగా విశ్వసిస్తున్నాడు మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ హెస్ బీన్ వేస్టింగ్ టైమ్ ఇండల్జింగ్ ఇన్ టాక్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ సెన్స్ అట్ ఆల్, క్లెయిమింగ్ దట్ హెస్ బీన్ డూయింగ్ ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్.
సేవ ఒక పదునైన కత్తి వంటిది.
సర్వీస్ ను బి కంపేర్ టు ఎ షార్ప్ ఎడ్జ్డ్ నైఫ్ ఆర్ స్వోర్డ్.
ఈ కత్తి యొక్క సంగతి చక్కగా గుర్తించినటువంటి వ్యక్తి యొక్క చేతి అందే ఉండినప్పుడు ఇది గొప్ప ఉపకారం గావిస్తుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ సచ్ ఎ పవర్ఫుల్ షార్ప్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద హ్యాండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ నో హౌ టు యూజ్ ఇట్, ఇట్ విల్ బి ఇమెన్స్లీ యూస్ఫుల్.
కానీ కత్తి యొక్క స్థితిగతులు గుర్తించినటువంటి వారి చేతిలో ఇది గొప్ప అపకారమే చేస్తుంది.
ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ if it is in the hands of a person who does not know how to use it, then it will do a lot of harm.
Kattini ye vidhamga upayoginchukovali,
how should one make use of this sword?
Yetti karyamulanu deeni viniyoga pettukovali,
in what types of work should he use this?
Deenini ye reetiga pattukovali aneetuvanti okka vishayanni motta motta gurtinchali.
In the very first instance he has to recognize all these things along with how to hold such a powerful knife, a sword.
Karma kudanu antiye.
The same thing is true of even action.
Ee karmanu manam ye vidhanga upayoga pettali,
how should we make use of our own power to act?
Ee samaya sandarbhamlo endu deenni sadvinayogam cheyali,
in what circumstances and situation should we use it to justify and sanctify the act?
దీని యొక్క మంచి చెడ్డలు ఏమిటి అని చక్కగా గుర్తించినటువంటి వారే ఈ కర్మకాండలో కాలు పెట్టాలి.
వాట్ ఆర్ ది అడ్వాంటేజెస్ అండ్ డిస్అడ్వాంటేజెస్ అండ్ మెరిట్స్ అండ్ డిమెరిట్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్? ఓన్లీ సచ్ పీపుల్ షుడ్ అండర్టేక్ యాక్షన్.
కర్మతత్వాన్ని గుర్తించలేనటువంటి వ్యక్తులు ఇట్టి కర్మకాండ యందు ప్రవేశపడి స్వార్థరహితమైనటువంటి సేవలకు దూరమై పూర్తి స్వార్థము సప్రయోజనం నుండి తమ కాలమును అంకితం గావించడం చేతనే సేవ యొక్క విలువ సన్నగిల్లిపోయింది.
పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ నో ద సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు వర్క్ అండ్ అండర్ టేక్ వర్క్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ది శాంక్టిటీ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ అండ్ వర్క్ ఈజ్ స్పాయిల్డ్.
కనుకనే సేవకు ప్రప్రథమంలో దానికి తగినటువంటి గుణములు మన యందు ఉన్నవా లేదా అనేటువంటి ఆత్మవిచారణ జరపాలి.
ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ వీ మస్ట్ మేక్ ఎ సెల్ఫ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వెదర్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ ద రిక్విజిట్స్ అండ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ టు అండర్టేక్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ.
దీనికి ప్రధానమైనటువంటి గుణములు దయ, వినయము, త్యాగం.
The important qualifications which one should have for undertaking service activities, compassion, humility and courage.
Itti gunamulu undinatvanti vyakti maatrame sevayandu palgoni swartharahitamainatvanti yokka sevanu salipi jagattuku aadarshavantamainatvanti margaanni andinchagaladu.
Only those people who have these qualities and qualifications can undertake service activity and hold themselves and their actions as an example for the world.
Ahankaram cheta, aadambaramula cheta, abhimanam cheta indulo praveshinchinatvanti vyakti e maatramu kudanu sevam cheyaledu.
A person who is given to egoistic feelings and ostentatious behavior and attachment can never undertake service activity and perform it well.
అహంకారం చేత మానవత్వాన్ని విస్మరిస్తాడు మానవుడు.
మ్యాన్ గివ్స్ అప్ హిజ్ వెరీ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ఈగోయిజం.
అభిమానము చేత పశుత్వాన్ని పొందుతాడు.
ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ హీ డెవలప్స్ ఎనిమల్ ఫీలింగ్స్ అండ్ ఎనిమల్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ హిమ్.
ఆడంబరము చేత కేవలము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి కృత్రిమమైనటువంటి ఒక జీవితంగా గడుపుతాడు.
On account of showy nature and ostentatious behavior, he becomes artificial in his actions.
Kanuka adambaram undinanta kalamu ahankaramlo manavuni endu cherinanta kalam kodanu viniki aatmavishwasam labhinchadu.
So long as a person has this ostentatious behavior and ego sense, he can never develop self confidence in him.
Aatmavishwasam lenetunti vaniki anniyu sandhiyam le.
For a person who does not have self-confidence, every step he is faced with a doubt.
Ilanti samshayamulu kalinatundi vaadu tanantane nammaledu.
A person who is given to such doubts can never have faith in himself.
Tanantaru nammanatundi vyakti itarulu ee reetiga nammagaladu.
A person who does not believe himself, how can he have trust in others?
Tanunu nammaka ఇతరులు నమ్మలేనటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఈ సమాజంలో సేవను ఏ రీతిగా సాగించగలడు?
ఏ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ నైదర్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ నార్ బిలీఫ్ అండ్ ట్రస్ట్ ఇన్ అదర్స్ హౌ కెన్ హీ అండర్టేక్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ?
కనుక మొట్టమొదట సేవలో పాల్గొనటకు ఉత్సాహపడేటువంటి వ్యక్తులు అహంకారాన్ని నిర్మూలన చేయాలి.
దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ దిస్ ఈగోయిజం మస్ట్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై పీపుల్ హూ వాంట్ టు అండర్టేక్.
ఆడంబరమైన వృత్తులకు సమాధి కట్టాలి.
They should build an end, they should put an end to this ostentatious behavior and show.
Abhimanani avala nettali.
They should remove attachment.
Sevalo ahankaram povatame deeni yokka pradhama kartavyam.
The very first instance, he has to remove ego sense when undertaking service activity.
Ahankaram poyinappude vinayam praptistundi.
Only when one gives up egotism, one can develop humility.
వినయవంతుడే సమాజ సేవలో పాల్గొనటకు అధికారే అవుతాడు.
ఓన్లీ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ హ్యూమిలిటీ హ్యాస్ ది అథారిటీ టు అండర్టేక్ సోషల్ వర్క్.
కనుకనే ప్రతి మానవుని యందు ఉండినటువంటి యొక్క దివ్యశక్తి ఏకత్వమైనటువంటిది అని భావించి ఏకాత్మ భావాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవాలి.
వన్ హ్యాస్ టు రికగ్నైజ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ద సేమ్ డివినిటీ ఈజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ అండ్ విత్ దట్ యూనిఫైయింగ్ సెన్స్ హీ కెన్ అండర్టేక్.
ఏకాత్మ భావన లేనంత వరకు కూడా మానవుడు ఈ సేవకు అధికారి కాలేదు.
సో లాంగ్ యాజ్ హీ డజంట్ రికగ్నైజ్ ద సేమ్ అండర్లయింగ్ డివినిటీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ హీ వుడ్ నెవర్ బి ఏబుల్ టు హ్యావ్ ది అథారిటీ టు అండర్టేక్.
సేవకుడు కాక నాయకుడు కాలేడు.
Without becoming a servant, he can never become a good leader.
ఈనాడు సేవా విధానమును గుర్తించలేనటువంటి వ్యక్తులే నాయకులు కావటం చేతనే లోకం ఈ విధమైనటువంటి అల్లకల్లోలములకు ఆలవాలమైంది.
టుడే ద వరల్డ్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ టు సచ్ ఎ కయాటిక్ కండిషన్ బికాస్ పీపుల్ హూ డు నాట్ నో హౌ టు సర్వ్ అదర్స్ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ లీడర్స్.
ప్రాచీన కాలము నుండి పవిత్రమైన భారతదేశము అనేక విధములైనటువంటి త్యాగమునకు యోగమునకు కర్మలియందుకు అనేక త్యాగములు కలిపి తమ యొక్క నిస్వార్థమైనటువంటి యొక్క జీవితాన్ని గడిపినటువంటి వ్యక్తులు కూటానుకూట్టగలరు.
ఫ్రమ్ ది టైమ్స్ ఇన్ మెమోరియల్ ఇన్ భారత్ యు హావ్ గాట్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ హావ్ అండర్ టేకన్ వర్క్ సాక్రిఫైసింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ సర్వింగ్ ది పీపుల్.
కానీ దినదినమునకు ఇట్టి త్యాగతత్వం అనేటువంటిది సన్నగిల్లిపోతున్నది.
బట్ గ్రాడ్యువలీ అండ్ డే ఆఫ్టర్ డే సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైసింగ్ నేచర్ అండ్ సెన్స్ ఈజ్ డ్విండ్లింగ్.
సేవాతత్పరులు అనేటువంటి వారు కరువు అయిపోయారు.
పీపుల్ హూ నో హౌ టు సర్వ్ దే హావ్ బికమ్ రేర్.
సేవ అనేటువంటి పేరుతో తమకు తాము మోసం చేసుకుంటున్నారు.
ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ టు అదర్స్ దే ఆర్ డిసీవింగ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్.
సేవ అనేటువంటి పదం రెండు అక్షరములు అయినప్పటికీ అందులో మహత్తరమైనటువంటి అఖండమైనటువంటి అనంతమైనటువంటి అర్థం కూడి ఉంటున్నది.
ది వర్డ్ సర్వీస్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టూ సిలబల్స్ సే అండ్ వా, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రెగ్నెంట్ విత్ మీనింగ్.
తనను తాను మరచి దైవత్వం యొక్క చింతను హృదయమునందు ప్రతిష్ఠింపజేసుకుని సర్వాత్మభావం చేత సలిపినటువంటి క్రియలకే సేవ అని సార్థకం.
ఓన్లీ సచ్ యాక్షన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫర్గెటింగ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎంటైర్లీ రికగ్నైజింగ్ ది డివినిటీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ సచ్ యాక్షన్స్ అలోన్ కెన్ బి కాల్డ్ సర్వీస్.
ఎవరికో పరులకు సేవ చేస్తున్నారనేటువంటి భావము మనలో ఏమాత్రము ఉండరాదు.
వీ షుడ్ నెవర్ హ్యావ్ ది ఫీలింగ్ దట్ వీఆర్ సర్వింగ్ సమ్వన్ ఎల్స్ సమ్ అదర్.
సర్వకర్మ భగవత్ ప్రీత్యార్థం అనేటువంటి యొక్క భావము చేత త్యాగము చేత సేవలు సల్పాలి.
విత్ ఎ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఆఫర్డ్ యాజ్ ఎన్ ఆఫరింగ్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు అండర్టేక్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ.
అయితే అలాంటి త్యాగభావం చేత సేవలు సల్పేటువంటి వ్యక్తులు ఎంతమంది గలరు?
హౌ మెనీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ దేర్ హూ పర్ఫార్మ్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ విత్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్?
లేకపోలేదు.
దేర్ ఆర్ క్వైట్ ఎ లార్జ్ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్.
ప్రాచీన కాలము నుండి భారతదేశమును అనేక విధములుగా ఆదుకొని దానికి త్యాగములు చేసి జీవించినటువంటి వ్యక్తుల యొక్క తత్వములు మీకు అర్థమయ్యే ఉంటూ ఉండొచ్చు.
యూ మైట్ హావ్ రికగ్నైజ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఫ్రమ్ టైమ్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ దేర్ ఆర్ క్వైట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ దర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ భారత్ అండ్ ఫర్ ఇట్స్ గ్లోరీ అండ్ స్ప్లెండర్.
అలాంటి వ్యక్తులను మనం చింతించి స్మరించి వారి ఆదర్శాలను మనం అందుకొని వారి అడుగుజాడల్లో మనం ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దెమ్, థింక్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అండ్ టేక్ దర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అండ్ ఇంప్లిమెంట్ దోస్ ఐడియల్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఓన్ లైఫ్.
అలాంటి సేవాతత్వాన్ని మనం చక్కగా అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి.
వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్, ద మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ సర్వింగ్ అదర్స్ ఇన్ ది ప్రాపర్ వే.
ఇలాంటి మార్గమునందే మనం ప్రవేశించినప్పుడే మనము తలపెట్టినటువంటి మనము ప్రయత్నించేటువంటి ఈ కార్యములో ఆశించిన ఫలితాన్ని మనం అందుకోగలము.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఆల్ దట్ యాక్టివిటీ విచ్ వీ అండర్టేక్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గోల్స్ వీ సెట్ ఫర్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్ వుడ్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్.
పల్లెల యొక్క సేవ చాలా ప్రధానమైనటువంటిది.
సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్.
ఏ అనుకూలములు లేక అనేక కష్టములకు నష్టములకు గురి అయి ఆరోగ్యములు చెడుకొని తమరు కేవలము ఒక అనాధార స్థితిలో ఉంటుండేటువంటి సమయంలో వారికి సహాయం చేయటము, వారికి సేవలు గావించటము, వారికి తగినటువంటి యొక్క చేదోడు వాదోడుగా మనం నిలచటము ఇది అత్యవసరము.
ఇన్ ద రూరల్ ఏరియాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ హెల్ప్లెస్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ ఇస్ దేర్ who would attend their requirements. Realizing this particular problem, undertaking activity which would be helpful to them is very important.
Aithe ee yokka sevalalo variki sahaya padataku manaku motta mota mana gunamulnu manam chakkadiddukovali.
But one thing we have to remember is we have to make our own character all right.
Neeti nijayitilu elanti veni motta mota manam gurtinchali.
We have to recognize what is the importance attached to morality and truth. ఇన్ ది ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ భారత్
దేశమునకు దేనినైనా త్యాగం చేయడానికి సిద్ధంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
వు షుడ్ బి ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు సాక్రిఫైస్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఫర్ ద సేక్ ఆఫ్ ది కంట్రీ.
దేశమంటే కేవలం మట్టి కాదని మానవులని భ్రమించాలి.
వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దాట్ వెన్ వీ సే కంట్రీ ఇట్ డజంట్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మట్.
మానవులకు సేవనే మానవ సేవగా మనం భావించాలి.
వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫీల్ దట్ సర్వీస్ టు ది హ్యుమానిటీ ఈజ్ సర్వీస్ టు గాడ్.
ప్రాచీన కాలము నుండి కూడాను లోక సమస్త సుఖినోభవంతు అన్నటువంటి సూత్రాన్ని ఆధారం చేసుకుని ఆ నాటి ఋషులు మునులు పెద్దలు రాజులు ఇలాంటి సేవలో పాల్గొంటూ వచ్చారు.
ఫ్రమ్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ బిలీవింగ్ దట్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది కంట్రీస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద ల్యాండ్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దోస్ ప్రీ సేజెస్ సెయింట్స్ అండ్ కింగ్స్ అండర్ టేక్ సర్వీస్ యాక్టివిటీ.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to today's Thursday Live. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. This is the segment, Service, Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, dear listeners, what you heard till now was an extract of a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan Baba on 21st November 1986. And in this, Bhagwan spoke to us on the importance of selfless service. And as I said in the beginning, dear listeners, in today's segment, I am happy to have with me the State President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization of the Indian state of Odisha. And he will be talking to us about the various service activities that is happening in the state of Odisha. Sairam, sir, and welcome to... Yes, sir. This is the segment, Service Love in Action, of Thursday Life. And in this segment, I talk about the various service activities happening around the world. And today I want to talk about these service activities in the state of Odisha. Sir, yesterday I was going through the article which is published in Radio Sai's e-journal, that is Heart to Heart, which is entitled as How a Hell of Pain Became a Heaven of Love. And it is about the IDH ward of the capital hospital of Bhubaneswar.
Yes.
So, today let's begin, sir, by you telling us about this IDH ward. Please tell us about its genesis, how it all started.
IDH word is Infectious Disease Hospital.
Okay.
It stands for Infectious Disease Hospital. It's not a separate hospital. In fact, it is one of the wards of the capital hospital, Bhubaneswar.
So it's a government hospital?
It's a government, major government office hospital in the capital. Now, this is the most dreaded ward in the hospital because only people who have some disease which is highly infectious, they are treated in that particular ward.
Mm.
Now, in Capital Hospital, Bhubaneswar, people call it the Sai Baba ward.
Okay.
Because the moment you go to that ward, you feel you have come to a bhajan mandir or a temple.
Yes, yes. Mm. So, when it began, sir, how it all started?
It was started in the year, if you ask me when this patient adoption started in Bhubaneswar, I would say it started in 2001.
Okay, 2001, that is around 12 years back.
Yeah, but IDH ward started functioning from 2004.
Okay. Mm.
In 2001, some youth from Bhubaneswar, 3 to 4 in number.
Sai devotees.
Mm. One of their friends met with an accident, they had gone to the hospital.
So the friend was admitted in the hospital?
Friend was admitted in the hospital, he was under treatment. And these four or five boys at that time saw that on the veranda of the general ward, some patients were lying, breathing in pain, stinking, and nobody was there to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they later came to know that they are patients suffering from diarrhea.
Mm.
They have none to look after them and they were almost unattended. So suddenly they got that inspiration, maybe from Swami, definitely. They thought that let us take care of these patients.
Mm. So these patients were just lying on the floor. On the ward. They didn't have a proper bed. No nursing care.
No nursing care. People, the hospital staff used to see them, but they were not attending to them.
Mm.
So these boys, they cleaned them, they gave them a bath, they did all, whatever was possible for them.
Mm.
And suddenly they started feeling that let us take up such cases where a destitute patient who has nobody to take care of him,
mm.
we will adopt those patients. And this is how the patient adoption started in 2001.
Okay.
And the hospital authorities started feeling that these youth from this Sai organization are rendering a selfless service.
Mm.
And they got the recognition from the hospital authorities. Then in 2004, they requested the hospital authorities to have a separate ward for this type of patients.
So from 2001 to 2004, these youth, they used to go to the hospital regularly and take care of the patients.
Take care of the patients, such patients.
Okay.
Destitute patients. Mm. In 2004, the hospital authorities agreed to their request.
Mm.
There was an abandoned ward a little away from the main hospital.
Mm.
And it was lying in a dilapidated condition with bushes all around.
Mm.
And they said, you can do your service here. And our youth, they cleaned the whole area.
They had to renovate the whole ward.
They had to renovate the whole thing. And the IDH ward started functioning there from 2004.
Mm. So initially, how many beds were there and how they used to get the patients?
The peculiar thing about IDH ward is that here the patients do not come to the hospital.
Okay.
But our boys, they pick up such patients from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the police people, they also get some accident cases and such other cases.
Mm.
They drop them here in this ward.
Okay.
And whenever any destitute patient is brought to the hospital, the doctors immediately say, this is a highly infectious case.
Mm.
You send him to the Sai Baba ward. They will take care of him.
Okay.
So here the patient naturally doesn't come to the hospital, mm. but they are picked up from different places.
So these youth go around, look for people who are not being taken care of, who are very helpless.
Not only the Bhuvaneshwar youth.
Okay.
Our organization, wherever it is, whenever they find such patients, they also inform the IDH ward, our youth, and they go and collect those patients from there.
Mm. So these patients need more of nursing care
They need more of nursing care.
But yeah. Even the doctors from the government hospital come and help?
The doctors occasionally come.
Oh.
They give some treatment.
Mm.
But more than the medicines, it is the love, it is the nursing that heals the people.
Yeah. Now, how often these youth, they go and do this activity?
It has become a daily tapas for them.
Okay.
Mm. Every day they go.
Every day, okay.
Every day in the morning they go. They do this service for 2 to 3 hours.
Mm.
In the evening again they come there and they do service.
They even provide food for the patients?
Hospital authorities provide some food.
Okay.
But our boys, they provide the morning breakfast to these patients.
Mm. Now, how are these youth inspired to do this activity? Like it's something unique which no one would like to even take such activity of cleaning the patients, giving bath to them, etc.
The thing is, the way they do this seva, if you go and see them, you will feel that this is something exceptional, extraordinary.
Yes, really.
Everybody cannot do that type of seva which they do.
Mm.
And to keep the spirit alive for such a long period, more than a decade, they have been doing it consistently.
Yes.
Every day, all the 365 days, that itself is amazing.
Mm.
And I asked them whether the spirit and enthusiasm that they had 10 years back, whether they have it even today,
mm.
or it has declined over the course of time. They say it has in fact increased 100-fold.
Mm.
Because every success story gives them inspiration to go on doing this service. And this is how they draw inspiration from, surely from Bhagwan Baba.
Yeah. In fact, when I was reading through the article which is published in Radio Sai's e-journal, that's what one of the beneficiaries, he says, like even one's own father and mother may not do the kind of service that these people, he calls them angels, do. And he does Koti Namaskar
to those people? Like you told success stories, so please tell us few success stories.
In fact,
stories.
One interesting thing is that whenever a patient completely recovers, because it's a government hospital, he cannot remain there for an indefinite period.
Yes.
Once he recovers, the hospital authorities say that he should be discharged. But over the period, because of the service that these boys render, they develop a close bond of love between themselves. And they part with each other with tearful eyes. And there are many success stories. And in these success stories you will find the hand of Bhagwan Baba doing certain miracles, some extraordinary things happening. In one such case, a patient had to be operated on the next day, but his hemoglobin level was very low. He was an anemic, and they said he has to be given blood. But it was an emergency case, and that particular group of blood they couldn't get immediately. Then our boys, what they did, next day the operation was to be done, conducted. The whole night they gave him vibhuti water.
Okay.
Water mixed with vibhuti. And next day when his hemoglobin was level was seen, it was quite normal.
Oh, nice.
This is a wonderful story that had happened once. Similarly, in some cases, the doctor says it's a lost case, it is a gone case. And the wound was so deep and it had putrefied. They said, no, there is no chance of healing. And our boys, what they did, they applied thick vibhuti on the wound, tied the bandage, and it... And surprisingly,
it healed. Oh, really?
It healed. And recently one case happened. A boy was suffering from a tumor, a very big tumor. And it was suspected to be a cancerous tumor. He was a poor boy and his parents could not afford an operation. They brought him to our boys. And they went to the hospital. The government hospital could not operate them. They took him to a private hospital. The private hospital doctor said, the surgeon said, no, there is less chance of survival if you conduct this operation. Most likely it is a cancerous growth. And it is very expensive. It will cost around 1,25,000. You bring the money, then there will be the operation. These boys went away and they prayed Bhagwan. They chanted Sai Gayatri. Next day they again approached the doctor. And they said, we have only 1,000 rupees. Doctor, you conduct the operation. Now why are you insisting on the operation when the chances of survival are less? But these boys said, no, we have 100% confidence that he will survive. And we have taken the one step. Bhagwan says, if you take one step,
He will take the 100 steps.
You are asking us about the fees. God will arrange it, don't worry. Because we have already taken one step and government, Bhagwan will take the rest, remaining 100 steps. And he was operated and the operation was successful. When the operation was successful, the surgeon was surprised to see the confidence of these boys, their faith in Bhagwan Baba. And he was so pleased, so inspired, that he said, I won't charge any fees.
Okay.
And when it was sent for biopsy, even the biopsy charge was, he exempted it. He said, no, I won't take it from you.
Okay.
So they have this tremendous faith.
Yes, wonderful.
That any patient, when he comes to us, we don't discriminate. We never have a feeling that this patient is going to die if we admit him into the hospital. They feel that every patient they come across has been sent by Bhagwan himself.
Okay, sent by Bhagwan.
Sent by Bhagwan himself. So they don't reject any patient. They accept him. They do all the service that they can do. And surprisingly, in most of the cases, these patients recover. So these are some of the cases where Bhagwan's hand, unseen hand, is felt.
No, sir, as you said, like most of these patients, they are neglected and they don't have any relatives and friends to take care of them.
Yes.
So after their recovery, where do they send these patients to, the youth?
Our youth, they feel that any patient who comes to the hospital, who is brought to the hospital, is a guest of Bhagavan.
Yes, correct.
So he should be treated like that. They give all the love and affection to them. They take all the possible care that they can take. And once the patient recovers, they feel that it is their duty to see that he reaches his home.
Okay.
Sometimes patients come without, they don't have memory. They have forgotten everything.
Yes, yes.
Mentally deranged persons come. So they try to somehow find out the place from which he has come.
From where he has come, yes.
So when he regains his memory, they ask him. They come to know about him. And sometimes they ask the police authorities from which place they have picked up the person.
In fact, in that article I read that there was a former lecturer, a 70-year-old bachelor from Puri, who had come, who had met with an accident, and he had lost his mental ability, and he had come to the ward, and they took care of him, and slowly when he regained his mental ability, they took him back to his village, and the people were very, very happy to receive him back. In fact, he was lost for 2 months, and people, they were praying to God to take care of him, and when he came back, they were very happy. So, like this, can you share some success stories?
In fact, 5 months back, I had gone to that that ward particularly, just to give a boost to our boys.
Yes.
There I found one gentleman who was speaking fluent English and Telugu. But he was not mentally sound. Sometimes he used to become violent.
Okay.
When I asked him, asked our boys about this gentleman, they said that most probably he was thrown out of the train, a moving train, by some miscreants. And they picked him up from that place. But they were not able to know from which place he has come or what was he doing. All these things they were not able to know. And slowly this patient, after remaining in that ward, for some time he recovered. He regained his memory. And then he told them that he is a professor. And a rich man also. And he belonged to this Nizamabad area of Andhra Pradesh. So when they decided to take him to his place, he said, "You need not come with me. I can manage to go myself. You just book an AC ticket for me. And you leave me alone, I will go to my place." After that, they got the confirmation from their house that he has actually reached there. Another interesting thing was that in such a case where the patient recovered, he regained his memory, he gave the name of the village to these boys. And he was not able to correctly spell the name of the village. But he said he belonged to one particular Dhenkanal district. And he belonged, his village was near to a place called Boinda. And somehow they got some clue from what he said. They took him along with them. And after reaching Boinda, when they asked about the name of that particular village, which he was able to spell half only, the villager said, "Oh, this is far off, and there is no road, there is no light. Very difficult to go." But our boys, they were very particular to take him to his village at any cost. With much difficulty, they took him to that village. And in the village, they called a particular person. They asked him, "Do you know him?" He said, "No, we don't know him. I don't know him." They said, "It is, this is his name." Even then, he said, "No, I don't remember." Then when he was taken to the village proper, when the villagers were told about him, then it was a great revelation for them that in that remote village in a hilly area, this man belonged to that village, and some 50 years back he had left the village. And during this period, the villagers, his kith and kin, they thought that the person must have been
passed away.
Away.
Okay.
So they did all the rites that we usually perform when a person dies.
For a dead man, yes.
So when they were surprised to see this man after 50 years.
50 years. And he is alive.
And he is alive. And our boys were given a hero's welcome.
Yeah, really.
They said, "You are the white-clad angels."
Mm.
They started falling at their feet. And there was a huge gathering.
Mm.
And one of the women who had was present in that gathering, she suddenly shouted saying, "These boys must be from Satya Sai Sevadar.
Okay.
No one else can do this job which they have done."
Really, indeed, very true.
And these boys, they were surprised to see an old woman from such a remote place, far from the nearest town or nearest samiti,
Who knows about Swami.
Who knows about Swami, Swami Sevadar.
Yes, correct.
And they asked her, "Auntie, how could you know about Satya Sai Sevadar and all this?" She said, "Yes. My people are there, they stay in that particular town which is nearby. And twice I have attended Prashanti Seva."
Okay, oh really.
"And I know about Sevadar." And then she took these boys to her small hut. And inside the hut, there was a small picture of Bhagavan. And there was profuse vibhuti on that foot picture. So Swami was
already there.
Already there, and he was proving his presence in a small hut, in a small picture. Vibhuti was manifesting.
Before the Sai youth reached there, Swami was always there. Yeah.
And this is a most amazing story.
Yes.
So such things go on happening in that particular world.
Indeed, these Sai-inspired youth are really giving a new lease of life for the patients. So what do these youth say, sir? How has this activity transformed their life personally? Can you share some incidents?
These youth, they have developed their own philosophy, I will say.
Like they are doing something which generally people would not like to do.
Yeah. And what they say that Bhagavan expects us to do this job.
Yeah, correct.
He made us to do this job. In fact, he showed us this way. And they say that all these things are happening because of Bhagavan's presence.
Yes.
And when I ask them, "How long would you like to continue this project?" They said, "It is not having any particular time limit. We will go on doing it." And when I ask them, "What is your vision?" They said, "We would like to have a destitute home."
Okay.
Where we can provide 24 hours care to such patients.
That's the future plan.
That is their future plan. Because these patients are almost treated as dead. Hospital authorities simply leave them to their fate.
Yeah, correct.
And such patients whom nobody looks after, it is our boys who treat them as the guests of Bhagavan. And they give all the respect and love to them. And they sacrifice so much to see that they recover and become normal persons. And more fantastic is the change or transformation that takes place in the patients.
Yes, correct.
When a patient comes to that ward, he is in a hopeless condition.
Yes. Nobody is there to take care of him.
Nobody is there to take care of him. Life has become a burden to him. And he feels that his days are numbered. When our boys, they treat such patients and they recover, they feel that Swami has given them a fresh lease of life. And they give up their bad habits, they are totally transformed. They lead a decent life. There are cases when there was a particular case where a beggar was admitted in a very critical condition. And after getting cured in that ward, now he has given up begging.
Okay.
He sells newspapers. And his wife works as a cook in one of the women's hostels. So this is the transformation that has taken place, because he says that when Swami has given me a fresh lease of life, I should not spend this life in begging.
Yeah, correct.
So such type of transformation has taken place in many of the patients,
beneficiaries,
who got cured there.
In fact, sir, talking about this IDH ward, I am reminded of one similar activity that's happening in Malaysia. The key member is one Mr. Jagdishan.
A very old veteran, devotee of Bhagavan.
It seems...
Sorry.
Dear listeners, apologies for the technical glitch. So, Sairam sir, so as I was telling, when we are talking about this IDH ward, I am reminded of one activity that's happening in Malaysia by one Mr. Jagdishan. It seems they are also taking care of patients who have nobody for them, the destitute patients in a ward, in a hospital. They clean the patients, they give them bath, and they shave the patients, they cut their hairs, nail, all this. So it seems they have been doing this from 15 years. And recently, a couple of years back, when Mr. Gene Massey, the long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, who keeps filming the service activities around the world, when he had gone there and clicked few photos of these service activities, at that time it seems Mr. Jagdishan had said that from past 15 years, nobody had come... That like they didn't allow anybody to take pictures of the service activities that they have been doing. Like they didn't want to publicize. Like they were, he was saying like, we are devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, like the Kali Yuga avatar. So it's a very big thing to be Bhagwan's devotee. So since we are his devotee, our activities should also be in such quantity and quality that it shows that we are Sai devotees. Through our actions, others should say that we are Sai devotees. Like when we were talking about this IDH ward, I was reminded of this.
Yes. In fact, once it so happened that the hospital authorities, they had an inspection. Some inspecting officials came. And they objected to this keeping of Bhagavan's portrait and playing of bhajans and all these things inside the ward. They said it's a government hospital, you cannot do it. You remove these pictures and all this.
Bhagavan's photos.
And our boys said, sir, if you insist that we should remove the pictures, from tomorrow we will also stop coming. Because Bhagavan is the driving force for all that we are doing here.
Bhagavan is the doer.
If you say Bhagavan's picture will not be there, then sorry, you cannot also come from tomorrow. But the hospital authorities know how indispensable our boys have become for them.
If they won't do, then nobody will do it for them. Yeah, correct.
So the inspecting official said, all right, let me once go and see inside what you are doing. And when he saw the way our boys were taking care of the patients, the way they were applying ointments to their wounds, full of worms crawling and very nauseating, stinking and all that, the amount of dedication and devotion with which they were serving those patients, he was surprised. And he said, sorry, you can continue with Bhagavan's pictures and bhajans and all that.
Okay.
May God bless you. So, they don't fear. In fact, when they are doing the right thing, at times the reporters from different newspapers have come and asked them,
Media,
why are you doing all this? Why all this publicity, this and that? They said, we are not doing anything for publicity. We have not published such things in any newspaper. We are doing selfless service here. Because we belong to an organization which believes in selfless service. Our Bhagavan has often advised us to render selfless service.
Yes. Okay, sir. So this is about the IDH ward.
Yes.
I want you to talk about the SSVIP movements also. Mm-hmm. So, but before we talk more about this, I want to play to our listeners few bhajans. Please suggest some bhajans that I would like to play.
You can play
Dina Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo. Okay, Dina Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo. Yes, that's a good bhajan on service. But actually, I had selected one bhajan, sir. In one year, Swami in his discourse suddenly changed the lyrics of bhajan Hari Bhajan Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi into Janaseva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi. So first I would like to play that bhajan. After that we will play this Dina Dukhiyon Se Prem Karo bhajan. So dear listeners, here are a couple of bhajans for you.
Janaseva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi Hari Naam Bina Anand Nahi Hari Naam Bina Anand Nahi Janaseva Bina Sukh Shanti Nahi Jap Jaan Bina San Yog Nahi Prabhu Darsh Bina Prajnan Nahi
दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा ताई प्रसन्न होगा दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा ताई प्रसन्न दिन दुखियों से
This is Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Sarabhu. And dear listeners, today in this segment, I have with me Dr. Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, sir. He is the State President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the Indian State of Odisha, and he is here to talk about the various service activities that the Sai organization in Odisha is undertaking. And till now, dear listeners, you heard him speak about the IDH ward of the Capital Hospital at the Bhubaneswar. Sairam, sir, and welcome once again to Studios of Radio.
Thank you, Sairam.
So, sir, let's continue talking about the various service activities. Please tell us now about the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program activities in the state of Orissa.
Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program is a holistic program of rural development.
Yes.
Where we have a more focused approach.
Mm.
Before SSS VIP, we had this Gram Darshan or Gram Seva program.
Yes.
We did service at a macro level. But in SSS VIP, we do it at a micro level.
Mm.
Our concentration is not the village, but the individuals living in that village, the okay. families.
So the families, individuals are concentrated. As a result, the whole village will be
whole
benefited.
Village, gets the benefit.
Mm.
For example, earlier in Gram Seva, what we were doing, we were holding medical camps.
Yes.
So in particular place, we hold the medical camps and the patients, they come and get the medicines and treatment. But it may so happen in a village that an old woman is there who cannot even come to the medical camp.
Mm.
But her problem goes unnoticed.
Yes, yes.
But in a SSS VIP approach, you know the problems of the villages. You can identify their needs.
Mm.
And you can attend to their needs in a holistic manner.
So there are different core areas, right, sir?
We have seven cares in SSS VIP. They are the individual care, socio care, then Medicare, education care, agriculture and animal care, spiritual care, and employment care.
Okay.
So if you can attend to these seven cares in a particular village, then that village will definitely have a great turnaround.
Mm.
Now, at present what we are doing is that in any village, at least you should have four cares.
Mm.
If you are attending to four cares, out of which spiritual care is a must,
yes,
then it will be identified as an SSS VIP village.
Mm. So now in Orissa, how many SSS VIP villages are there?
We have at present 210.
Okay, 210.
Earlier we had a figure of 405.
Mm.
But in final analysis we saw that even four cares are not attended to by in many villages.
Mm.
Though, so we transferred them to Gram Seva category.
Mm.
And at present we have 210 villages in the whole state where this focused approach of SSS VIP is going on.
Mm. So now please tell about few of the activities. I heard this digital connectivity is one of the activities of the SSS VIP, right?
It is not necessarily SSS VIP, but it is another area of service that you can render to the villages.
Mm. The digital connectivity.
Digital connectivity. In India, what we find today is that there is already there was a urban-rural divide.
Yes.
But this divide is at present widening because the digital benefits which reach the urban areas,
the rural areas are deprived of it. Yes.
Mm. Swami thought of Vidyavahini project. He said the benefits that a student gets in a town, in an urban area, through the use of technology, it is not reaching the villages.
Yes.
So Vidyavahini program is intended to see that digital or that technology, the benefit of technology should reach the rural children also.
Mm.
So digital connectivity is something which aims at providing the opportunities of technology, benefits of technology to the rural people.
Mm.
By establishing a connectivity between the information receiver and the information provider.
Okay. So that bridges the gap.
Yeah. Because basically if you see, there is so much that the villagers do not know.
Mm.
They don't have the right information. Government has floated so many schemes, but the people in the village do not know what those schemes are.
So they're not aware of it.
There is so much of ignorance, and the ignorance is the biggest problem in India. So through digital connectivity, you can create more awareness among the villagers.
So what are the activities, sir, in digital connectivity?
In digital connectivity, sitting at Bhuvaneshwar, we can have a farmers' awareness program in a village some 300 kilometers away.
Okay.
Similarly, we can hold even a medical camp. The doctor sitting in Bhuvaneshwar and the patient some 300 kilometers away. There can be a medical camp also. There can be a Balvikas class.
Okay.
There can be vocational guidance. There can be some cultural programs with values, value-based cultural programs. All these things can be done through digital connectivity. And here, to have this entire thing, to install the whole thing, the expenditure is not more than 1 lakh. So in a village community hall, if you arrange this connectivity, if you have this connectivity, you make the villagers sit, or you make the village children sit in that community hall, learn Vedam.
Yes, correct.
They can have a Balvikas class. The farmers can know more about agriculture. The unemployed youth can know more about employment opportunities.
Yes.
So all these benefits one can derive through digital connectivity. It was launched first in a village called Binaikpur in Odisha. We are having regular programs there. We have plans to have such digital connectivity in 6 more villages during this year. So this is all about digital connectivity.
Sir, the another one sacred service activity that's happening in Orissa that I heard is the Prema Sanjeevani activity. Please tell about it.
Prema Sanjeevani is basically a youth project.
Okay.
We have 60% of our total active workers. They belong to the youth of 18 to 35 age group.
I heard there are about 15,000 active workers.
Out of that 60%, nearly 9,000 are youth.
Okay.
The problem with youth is that they have respect, regard for Swami. They want to do something, but they have other constraints.
Yeah.
Like they don't get the time.
Their professional career.
Their professional career. It's not nowadays 10 to 5 office. Sometimes whole night they are to work.
Yes.
So they don't get the time to do the things, even though they are interested about these things. What we have done is that we have identified 61 activities in Orissa.
Okay.
Big or small activities. Certain activities are there for which you have to spend 1 hour in a week. There are other activities where you have to spend 3 days in a week. We have given the option to the youth. You choose any one of these activities.
Okay.
But do it with perfection, with devotion. Our intention is that we keep them attached to the organization. And youth generally need activity. They enjoy doing something. So this Prem Sanjeevani project is one such project.
Okay.
Where we wanted to involve the youth in something good. This is basically a drive to create awareness about blood donation and to encourage people to donate blood. People in general have a phobia regarding blood donation. They feel that if I donate blood, then I will become weak. My body resistance will go down and all these misapprehensions they have.
Okay.
So to create an awareness among the people regarding the benefits of blood donation and how good a service it is, we prepared 400 motivators in the whole state. And these motivators again created their teams. And this program was launched on October 2nd, Gandhi Jayanti Day.
Which year, sir?
This 2012.
12, okay.
And it continued up to November 23rd, Swami's birthday.
So for about 1.5 months.
1.5 months. And there was a mass awakening in the whole state regarding blood donation. And especially this time, because of Prem Sanjeevani, we could penetrate into the rural areas. Usually blood donation camps are held in towns. But in rural areas, people came in large numbers, especially women came in large numbers to donate blood. Because we created an ambience in the blood donation camp, a spiritual atmosphere we created. People thought that they are offering blood as an offering to the Lord.
Yes.
So they came in such large numbers. And during this blood donation drive, we found that some women who had come to donate blood, their blood could not be accepted because of lack of hemoglobin.
Oh, okay.
So this was another dimension to our service activities. Then we thought that why not we do something for those women who suffer from this lack of shortage of hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin deficiency.
Okay. Hemoglobin deficiency. Hmm. This now we have taken it as again in a project.
Oh, so from one project, another project
another
was
Another project has come. Okay. And blood donation, Prem Sanjeevani first phase, we could collect 12,000 units of blood.
Hmm. 12,000. In that 1.5 month period.
In this 1.5 month period. Hmm. And in the last 2 years, Sathya Sai organization in Odisha is the second, is getting a second prize in blood donation in the state.
Okay.
And the second phase of blood, Prem Sanjeevani, will start in the month of April, April to June, which is considered lean month because people usually do not like to donate blood in the hot summer.
Yes, summer.
And in the hot summer, if you have donation camps in the during the daytime, sometimes people suffer from suffocation. So blood is in great demand in during these 3 months. Blood banks become empty. So we want to have the second phase in these months, April to June. All these blood donation camps will be held in the evenings when the temperature cools down. And we want to have these blood donation camps during that period from April to June.
And there is also a dedicated website, no sir?
Yes, we have also started a dedicated website. 12,000 units of blood were collected means we have a database of 12,000 blood donors.
Yes, correct.
With details of their blood grouping and all that. Some rare blood groups are there, A negative, B negative, these things you hardly you get. But if you just log into our blood website, you can know which man is having A negative blood or B negative blood, what is his name, what is his address, what is his telephone number, what is his email. And you can get the blood from him.
Yeah. So for the information of the listeners, the website is premasanjeevini.satyasaiodisha.org, right? I repeat, premasanjeevini.satyasaiodisha.org. Okay, so next phase will start during
April
the April month.
June.
Okay.
From April to June.
Okay. So some other activities can you share, sir? The veterinary camps that is conducted. It comes under the animal care.
Animal care. It comes under the animal care. We have one Gamha Purnami, which is considered an auspicious day in Orissa.
Okay.
The traditional practice is to worship cows on that day. We have linked some traditional festivals with our activities. That Gamha Purnami day is celebrated in Orissa in Sathya Sai organization. It is the animal care day. Go Samvardhana Divas. On that day in different villages, especially in the SSS VIP villages, we give two prizes to the villagers, the best cow prize and the best cow shed prize, just to encourage them for proper rearing of the cows,
yes.
And proper maintenance of the cow sheds. Besides that, we have taken up animal care on a big scale. Basically, we are doing two things in different animal care camps, deworming and vaccination. So through deworming and vaccination, we prevent infections and other things in the animals. We take care of those animals. This is going on in almost all the SSS VIP villages.
Now what about the self-employment programs that is happening?
Self-employment programs we have taken up. We are encouraging formation of self-help groups in different villages. Through self-help groups, we give empowerment to the women. We make them stand on their own legs. In a self-help group, maximum you can have 20 members. And they collectively, they do certain things. They sell their products. Whatever profit they get, they share among themselves. This is being encouraged as a self-help employment drive. Through our Sathya Sai Trust also, we are taking up small projects where unemployed youth can be given employment.
Employment like?
For example, we have given sewing machines in many of the SSS VIP villages, where village girls are learning tailoring. And village girls who have learned tailoring in Orissa, many of them are now working in Bangalore, in garment manufacturing companies.
Okay.
They had no source of income earlier. Now they are earning 10,000 to 12,000 rupees, sending 6,000 to 8,000 to their houses.
So they got a good livelihood.
They have got a good livelihood. We have this year plans to train 500 youth in driving.
Okay, driving.
Driving. So that will provide again employment to 500 people. We have such other similar schemes where we have provided agricultural implements to the farmers. We have given dairy farms. We have created dairy farms. through trust. Then we have a big coastal line. And in these coastal villages, people, fishermen, they go into the deep sea and catch fish. In one such coastline, we have like a cluster of 9 villages where every fisherman is a side devotee.
Okay.
And when they go to the deep sea, their life is hazardous, first thing. Secondly, because of the big trawlers and all these things, big business has entered into that field. The small fishermen, they find it difficult to survive. We are now providing them alternative sources of employment through some of through trust funding and by giving them some vocational guidance by training them up to become drivers like this. So in this way, on a massive scale, our unemployment vocational guidance drive is also going on.
In fact, I heard so in one of the districts, the Mayur Banj district, the Lodha tribals got transformed. Earlier they used to do the dacoitry work, robbery work.
Yes, in Mayur Banj district, this particular Lodha community, for years together, this has been the way they live.
By robbing other people.
By robbing others. Civilization has not reached them. They are all alcoholics. They have no education. This is the only thing they know, to rob people and make a living. So we have gone to those villages. We started bhajans, satsangs. We first tried to transform the women. Our Mahila Vihag people went there. They told them, they taught them many things. Now we have started self-help groups there. A particular type of grass is grown there, which is called sabai grass.
Okay.
That is useful for rope making. Now slowly they are giving up their age-old practice of robbing people. Now they have started this rope making business. Though frankly they admit that whatever they were earning before was much more than what they are earning at present.
Okay.
Through rope making.
But there is a lot of satisfaction.
But there is
a
lot of satisfaction that they are leading a better life.
Better life.
Than what it was earlier. So this is about Lodha communities. Some of the other activities that we have, practically speaking, in Orissa, we don't take up big projects because we have financial constraints. Orissa is not a rich state.
Yes.
Swami often used to refer to Orissa and used to say in Telugu, Papam, Pedavalu kani manchivalu. Which meant, Orissa people are poor people, but they are good people.
Good people, good at heart.
Good at heart. He loved their simplicity, liked their simplicity. So, we don't take up big projects where you need investment in lakhs. But we allow our different units to come out with innovative ideas where with minimum cost you can do maximum for the people. So some such innovative ideas our youth especially have developed. For example, in a place called Khurda, they have motivated the leprosy beggars to give up their habit. Years together they were having this habit of begging.
Okay.
They have persuaded them not to beg anymore. And they have told their children, their sons, that as dutiful sons, it is your responsibility to take care of your parents. Don't allow them to go and beg. Treat them properly. Keep them with you. Serve them. And this is how they have been successful in making many of the leprosy patients give up their age-old habit of begging. Similarly, they have taken up another unique project, public tap maintenance.
Okay.
In towns you will often find the public taps do not work. Much water is wasted. So what they do after Nagar Sankirtan, they go around the town. Wherever they find that the public tap is not working or water is getting wasted, they replace the tap, they replace the washer, and they keep that particular place where so much of water accumulates. They clean that entire place, they provide proper drainage for the water, and they put a caption of Swami's quotation in that particular place regarding preservation of water, conservation of water and all that. So this is public tap maintenance program. Similar such activities, in some places we have our Sevadal gives hot water to the patients in the early mornings, especially in winter.
Okay, patients.
It may look like a very simple thing.
Yeah, simple. But
very simple thing. There is no cost involved practically, you say. And in some places we have the Sevadal. They give food to the attendants of the poor patients.
Okay.
They provide food to them. So, different types of seva takes place in different places.
Different innovative activities.
That
according to the need.
According to the need and according to the resources available.
The resources available also, yes.
What is our manpower strength? What is our financial resources we have? Within those limits, we try to do certain things. Because Swami often used to say, seva is not just an activity, it is an attitude.
Yes, correct.
So these are some of the activities that we do.
Then this Sai Annapurna activity, yeah. That also, please.
Odisha has a major chunk of tribal areas. Predominantly tribal population in some of the districts. And these tribal villages are most backward. And because of this, their backwardness and years of neglect, you find also there are the Maoist movements and other things are taking place in some of these villages in tribal areas. We have done once, we have introduced once a scheme, Sai Anna Prasadam scheme, where once in a week, in a village with 100 population, within 100, they are small hamlets, we give them Swami's Prasadam. This Prasadam is cooked in that village only, and the villagers get involved in it. So if we give them on one Sunday, in 4 Sundays in a month, we give them Swami's Prasadam.
Okay.
Along with that, we have some activity linked with that. On one Sunday, we have a bhajan satsang. On another Sunday, we have a balvikas class. On another Sunday, some mahila vihag activities. In another Sunday, a medical camp. So this is how this Annaprasadam scheme is being run. In almost, I think, 16 villages in Orissa.
16 villages. Then, sir, please throw some light on the Sai Premadhara Mother and Child Program.
Sai Premadhara is a flagship project of Odisha. It was blessed by Bhagwan. This is for the to take care of the lactating mothers, pregnant women, and the newborn child. We take care of up to 10 years of that child.
Okay, 10 years.
10 years of age. So here what we do, the infant mortality rate in Orissa is the highest in India. There is a lot of malnutrition also. Our Mahila Vivag, they prepare Sai protein and they give Sai protein to the mother and the child also who are suffering from malnutrition. Then we take care of the pregnant women and the newborn child so that the infant mortality is reduced. Government has introduced certain schemes where they provide monetary incentive to the pregnant women. We act as facilitators in areas where government is doing something. And we also do something extra. For example, we advise the pregnant women not to see violent films, TVs and all that, to read some scriptures, to do Likhita Japa. The spiritual side of it we tell them. And there is an element of love also. Even though the government machinery is there, it is under Sai Premadhara that the mother and the child are better looked after. So now we have decided to introduce, to have this scheme at least in one village in a samiti.
Okay.
So this is Sai Premadhara project.
Now the year 2012, you have named it as Sadbhavana Varsh, right sir?
Year 2012 was Sadbhavana Varsh. Year 2011 was the year of spirituality. Because spirituality is the core of our activities. All the service activities, they should be based on spirituality. If spirituality is not there, it is like any other service that other organizations do. Our basic core is spirituality. So in order to give a momentum to the spirituality, to rejuvenate spiritual activities, we said that let 2011 be a year of spirituality. Then the automatically once spirituality develops, you develop the right thinking. Positive thinking you develop. So the negative feelings disappear. And that's why 2012 you said Sadbhavana. Pure thinking.
Yes.
Positive thinking. And when you have spirituality, you have positive thinking. The third thing is right action.
Mm.
Automatically you will do the right things. So this year we are celebrating as Sadhachari, year of Sadhachari.
Okay, 2013. Okay. So now this, after Swami's Mahasamadhi, your this Mahanagar Parikrama is something new that you have started, right?
Yes.
Tell about it.
Yes. After Swami's Mahasamadhi, one thing we observed, that the youth mass, they could accept the reality quicker, faster than the seniors. Because the seniors had enjoyed close proximity with Bhagavan.
They were more attached to the physical form.
But the juniors, the youth, when they came to such a Swami's fold, they had seen Swami in a different way. So they could better assimilate the fact that Swami, though not physically present, he is all pervasive, he is there. But to raise the morale of the devotees, we thought some certain programs are to be taken up, where there will be mass involvement, where people in large numbers will gather in a particular place, sing the glory of the Lord, and see Swami in each other. So that was the idea with which we started this Mahanagar Parikrama in the year 2011, on Avatar Declaration Day, that is October 20th.
Yes.
Last year also we observed it.
Mm.
In this program, what we do is that in the major town of a particular district, we say, let all the devotees of Swami in that district, let them gather at a particular time. Say exactly 4:30 in the evening.
Okay.
So we have 35 districts.
Mm.
In 35 districts, in the major town of the district, all the devotees from the district, they will gather. They come in trucks. At a particular time. They come in trucks. They come in buses. And there will be a huge rally through the streets of that particular town, singing loudly the Bhagavan's message, Bhagavan's name. There will be floats displaying Swami's activities. What is National Narayan Seva? What is SSS VIP? All these things are displayed. So anybody who sees the rally, he will have a fair idea about the activities that the organization is taking
up.
On an average, if you calculate at the rate of 1,000 per district,
then 35 districts,
35,000. Then 35 districts, 35,000 devotees sang Bhagavan's glory in unison, and you imagine the amount of vibration that might have created.
At one particular time, same
at a particular time in the entire state. So this was Mahanagar Parikrama, it is continuing.
So now lastly, I want to ask you about the Orissa Housing and Rehabilitation Program, which Swami had started in the year 2007 and 2008, where Swami had constructed 700 houses for the devastated and marooned families because of the flood. So actually that time Swami had constructed 700 houses, but Swami had 12,000 houses. So now are the 300 rest houses being...
Actually Orissa is very rich in spirituality because it is the land of Lord Jagannath.
Yes.
And Lord Jagannath's message and Swami's message are almost similar.
Yes.
It has, they have an universal appeal for which Udiyas in large number they come to Puttaparthi. They see Lord Jagannath in Lord Sainath. Spiritually we are rich, but economically the state is backward. There may be many reasons, but one important reason is that this particular state often is exposed to natural calamities floods, famines, cyclones and all that. One such year was 2007-08, when there was large-scale devastation during the floods. Heavy floods took place in some of the coastal districts. Before anybody thought of helping the poor people, the flood-affected people, it was Swami whose heart melted at the suffering of the people.
Yes.
And he announced that he will be constructing 1,000 houses for the flood victims of Odisha at a cost of 10 crores. And during Swami's advent, 700 houses were completed.
Yes.
The beneficiaries came here. They were handed over keys of the houses by Bhagavan himself.
He blessed them. It was during Ram Navami day.
But another 300 houses could not be constructed at that point of time. Now the central trust decided that they will take up the construction of another 300 houses. And these 300 houses were damaged during the floods in 2011. There was again floods in 2011.
Okay.
So these 300 houses we have identified in three districts, in eight villages, where people are practically living under the sky.
So the construction has already started?
The construction has already been started.
Oh.
We plan to complete it by May 6th, Ishwarama Day.
Okay, Ishwarama Day.
So it is going on a hectic pace. We hope through Swami's grace it will be completed in
time. So beneficiaries will come to Puttaparthi?
Yes, that is the plan. Case. That is the plan to bring them on May 6th, to bring them to Prashanti.
Okay, sir, finally concluding, do you have anything to say to our listeners?
The only thing I would like to say that after Swami said his mortal coil, the only way to experience his presence is only by expanding our activities.
Yes, through our actions.
Through our actions. And one more thing, Swami came for the entire humanity. His message has to reach the people all throughout the world. And his message is only, that is the only thing that can save the world from total extinction.
Yes.
Now it is the duty of the Sai devotees to see that how this message reaches the people. And this message will reach only when we perform those activities which Swami liked most. When we become role models for others. When people, when they observe us, they feel that these are different type of people, selfless people, who always think of the good of the mankind. Then only Swami's message will reach throughout the world and the world will be saved from total destruction.
Okay, sir. Thank you for sharing with us and with the listeners about the various service activities that the Satya Sai organization is undertaking in Orissa. Sai Ram, sir.
Sai Ram, thank you. Thank you for the privilege given to me to discuss with you about the activities in Orissa.
It's our privilege. So, dear listeners, that was Mr. Jagannath Prasad Rao, the State President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Orissa. And as you heard, he shared with us the different activities, service activities that is undertaken in the state of Orissa. I hope you all have benefited and have been inspired by his conversation. And please send us your feedback on this. You can mail us your feedback to listener@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, the time in our studio is 3 minutes past 12:30. And it's time for the next segment of today's Thursday Life Teet, that is the Afternoon Satsang. So, as always, I place this segment, Service Love in Action, at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. And I sign off by playing for you a bhajan from the album Bhavanjali. Jai Sai Ram.
Lakshmana Sevita दशरथ नंदन राम दशरथ नंदन राम रघुवरा जननी जानकी रामा रघुवरा जननी जानकी रामा
Lakshmi.
दशरथ नंदन रघुवरा जननी जानकी रामा रघुवरा जननी जानकी रामा प्रिय वैकुंठ रामा
वैदेही प्रिय वैकुंठ रामा
अहल्यो दारक रामा
अहल्यो दारक रामा
लक्ष्मण सेवित लावण्य रामा
लक्ष्मण सेवित लावण्य रामा
दशरथ नंद वैकुंठ रामा